Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you both. 7:37, 23 before 8, Monday morning. That means it's time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
When was the last time you were on Wall Street? I'm just curious.
Oh, that was, that was a while ago. It was after 9/11. I've only been to New York twice. It was the second trip. They weren't letting people in before that. Before 9/11, people could go into the stock exchange, and you would be routed around a mezzanine level looking down on the trading floor. They didn't want anybody, any people that are coming in to interrupt that process that was going on. Here comes 9/11. They've closed it off, and it's been closed off since. I think you have to be like the CEO of the listed companies and workers and so on. But
I'd have thought you'd been up there every week. Fed increased.
Just to look at the building.
Well, I didn't know. I thought you might be doing some wheeling and dealing.
Fed out in the parking lot.
The Fed anyway, increased their rate last week, huh?
Tommy, you know, we got a volatile people that are getting caught into it, and I might be one of those people with respect to the real estate market. It's probably hurting there the most because it's very volatile. Those things are planned long in advance. People wanting to sell their home, buy another home, or want to relocate, I'm moving, I need to refinance, all those things that center around a home purchase or sale. And with what the Fed has done in a relatively short period of time, think about it, it's just been since April, and now we're in September, so, okay, that's a relatively compact period. And people might have real estate plans that will coming together late last week. So we have building permits that were up last week. We had housing starts that were down, and we have existing home sales that were up. So you could see, just depending on what you're measuring of late, those could be up or down depending on when people are coming to their transaction. And I have a lot of people telling me, I just locked in at 5.5%. This was about a month ago, maybe more. And it's like, you know, that's a far cry from the 3% that it was about a year and a half ago.
It just sounds, like five, Mark, it sounds it, so it sounds, shocking compared to where we were for so long, doesn't it?
Well, that's it. And I'm looking at WSJ.com, the Wall Street Journal. The 30-year mortgage, it propped up last week in reaction to what the Fed was doing. It went from 6 to about 6.25, 6.30. And now the Wall Street Journal is reporting that it's 6.41 last week. And it's 667 was the last reading. So the Fed's got two more interest rate increases. Could 30-year mortgages go above 7? And that sounds so high. And I remember right before the credit crisis from 08-09, so it was about 04, 05, 06, when the economy was doing so well, the Fed was raising rates. I remember distinctly, I had a HELOC back then, it was 7%. And I'd rather it not be 7%. I'd rather it be 0% if I were telling the truth. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't such the high rate. That was the market rate. So what we're establishing here is a market rate. And the other strange thing about this is that what's called the yield curve, it's the prices at which the government pays for money. And it's supposed to be like upward sloping to the right, meaning that the further you go out, you loan the government money for longer periods of time, they're supposed to pay you more. So at 2 years, they'll pay you about 4.3. At 30 years, they're going to pay you 3.6. You would say, well, I don't like that idea. I like to, if I'm going to loan somebody money, anybody, corporations, governments, whomever, and I go longer in time, I think I need to be paid more. Well, we call this an inverted yield curve, and that has spelled a precursor for recessions for decades. So people are pointing to this. That's what got the markets jittery, be it the stock market, the mortgage market, the savings market, the banking market. Everything's jittery now because now it's being baked in the cake that a recession is no longer, well, we might have one and engineer a soft landing. We had people over the weekend, analysts saying there's no soft landing coming. We're going to have a recession and we're not going to like it because all these economic indicators are adding up and they're pointing towards that.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. A lot of us are very concerned about our 401ks, investments, et cetera. He'll walk us through it when we come back, 742, 18 before 8. Tommy Tucker back in a flash on WWL. 7:47, 13 before 8. A quick note, Adam Schefter reporting that the NFL is going to replace a Pro Bowl with a multi-day skills competition and flag football game that will be played in Las Vegas the Sunday before the Super Bowl. So we're all happy about that, except for Mark Rosa, who doesn't care, but he does care about the economy, as do we. And that's why this is Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, here's what I'm wondering, and maybe it's a dumb question, I hope not, but if the Fed is incrementally raising these rates, is there not an option to just take our medicine all at one time and be done with it rather than spread it out over a long period? If they were to say, all right, look, we're raising it 3 points, and that's going to halt inflation, and then we'll go back and readjust. Yes. You almost passed out when I said 3 points, didn't you?
Absolutely, because Tom, I'll give you, for instance, Wall Street Journal Prime, the low over the past year was 3.25. It's now 6.25 after last week's action. Mm-hmm. So what that's going to do, imagine if they raised it 3 points immediately. Your credit cards would go up by 3 points immediately. A lot of HELOCs would reset by 3 points immediately. And it doesn't give them a chance to be methodical and move through different periods for the economy to adjust to it.
So in other words, they could go way too high, and as a result, they'd screw everything up in the process?
Well, and that's what in large component of the S&L crisis in 1979, the Fed was trying to arrest inflation, went very aggressively. Financial institutions went insolvent. They couldn't. You got to raise your price on the deposits, but you can't put the loans out fast enough to pay for it. So that was a disaster. So we want them to be methodical and to spread it out over a period of time. They're being fairly aggressive for Fed history, what they're doing this year. But they want to get this behind them. So what they're doing, okay, we're going to raise, we're going to check out what the economy's doing, we're going to raise a little bit, check out what the economy's doing. And if at some point during the process it's like, okay, look, I think our Fed action is starting to take a hold of this inflation and pull it down, well, we could avoid maybe an increase that we had planned for 2 or 3 months from now. And I also think that they're being a little bit more aggressive this year because at least the plan is that they're not going to raise rates in 2023. They're going to be finished toward the end. They got two more meetings, November, December, probably looking at 75 basis points and 25 basis points. That would be another full percentage point before year end. And, of course, the market is not liking it. The stocks are selling off. It's very jittery. And we're going to this Friday. There's not a lot of economic news. A lot of the Fed governors or the presidents of the various Federal Reserve banks are speaking this week. And we have on Friday what's called the personal consumption expenditure, or the PCE. That is their preferred way to look at inflation. There's a lot of ways that inflation can be measured, but they like the PCE. It's been, at least that's been their go-to number, and we could all sit on the edge of our chair waiting to see what that's going to be on Friday. It's historically looking, though. You're looking backwards. You're looking at the data that's come out. You look at the numbers that have been digested. And then a report, of course, is going to hit us on Friday. And they should come out with a statement. Okay, well, you know, it's gone up. It's gone down. It's not changed. And this is going to shape our directions in the next two meetings.
When reasonably could those of us with 401ks hope that maybe we get back to normal?
Yeah, and I don't have good news for you. I read a report over the weekend that said somebody did some number crunching, so one analyst and one that tends to be followed, but they say, you know what we need? We need demand destruction. We're not getting supply back on. That would bring the inflation down, but we still don't have the supply cooperating. We just have a lot of people, money over that collected over the pandemic, and they're wanting to spend their money. You know, all the plane flights are full. You're seeing a lot of that going on, people spending. So it's like somebody said, well, demand destruct, we need to double the unemployment rate and leave it for 2 years. That'll destroy enough demand to take the inflation out of the equation. It probably will. And what a collateral damage it would do in the process. That would be a mess. 6.5% unemployment for about 2 years. What the White House should be doing is doing something to increase the supply. That would help instead of just raising money and spending money and raising taxes.
Supply chain factor into this as well, Mike? Mark, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's it. If they could do something to speed up the supply chain or augment that in a different way to get the goods moving, well, there won't be such the scarcity, and then that would be the supply coming on, and the demand, it would equal out demand more than it currently is. Right now we have too much demand, and the Fed is not good at tackling demand. All they could do is try to choke the economy with respect to high prices on money. And they're not good at that. Fiscal policy might be better. The federal government could do better than it's doing now. I don't think they're doing anything, quite frankly.
You're just full of good news, aren't you? Thank you, Mark. No, look, a bullet to the head is better than 1,000 paper cuts. Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. We'll talk to you Friday, Mark, when we help people manage their money with Mark. 7:53, 7 till 8, time for traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.